Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Bava Basra, Perik Hei, Mishnah Dalid. Hakoina Shnei Alonis, Betoich Sedeich Averim. Someone buys two trees, both trees, or the types of trees that give fruit, and they are in his friend's field. Sagt der Mishnah, when you buy trees, you're not buying the land, you're just buying the trees. Again, Hakoina, if someone buys Shnei Alonis, two trees that give fruit, B'toich sedei chaveiroi, that are in his friend's field, hareza loika nakarka. You didn't buy the karka, you don't get the land together with the trees. Now, lemaisa, the trees are connected to the ground, they're drawing energy from the ground. And hachanami, by buying the trees, he buys the right to leave the trees growing within his friend's field. As long as the trees are still alive, they stay there. And the one who bought the trees gets the fruit, and he gets the wood of the trees. But you have to remember, the ground is not yours. The ground around the trees, that still belongs to the person who sold him the trees. Reb Meir says, Konakaka. No, he buys the land as well. See, if you buy two trees, and for sure if you buy more than two trees, that's not buying the trees, you're buying like an orchard. Enochanami says, Reb Meir, if he only bought one tree, he doesn't get the ground around it. But if you buy two trees, then you get the ground that's around it. Zok the Mishnah weiter higdilu. If the trees grew larger after he bought it, the branches begin to spread out. Loi yeshata. The seller cannot cut them back. The seller says, yeah, but the branches are getting very big and the shade is not good for my field. My field needs the sunlight. Zok the Mishnah, listen, the owner of this tree has no land. So, although you didn't sell him the land, but as explained, he can use your land in such a way that helps his tree. So if his tree begins to grow, you can't cut the tree. You can't have a tine that's hurting your land. For that, your land has to serve his tree. Vaitra zakta mishnah v'ha'oila min ha'geza, little branches that grow out of the trunk of the tree, but they're above ground level. As the Batanura explains, she'roye p'necham, it sees the sun. She'loy, that belongs to him, meaning the one who bought it. That's part of the tree. And he bought the tree. However, umin hashiroshim, whatever little like branches or parts of a tree called shoots, like little things, not mamash a branch, but it grows out of the tree. If it comes out of the roots, in other words, they're attached beneath the ground, then the halach is shel balakarka. Then they belong to the owner of the field. Because we say, look, if it's beneath ground level, that's called growing from the field, not growing from the tree. If the tree died, then ein lekarka. Then the buyer can't come and say, okay, I'm planting a new tree here. No, we never said that. Wait, but when my tree was alive, I was able to have a tree over here. Why can't I plant a new tree? And the answer is, you bought that tree, and if that tree is not here, it's not here. So take it. Use the wood, but you can't replant over here. Vaitra zok de mishnah. Kana shloisha. Let's say someone bought three trees. And we mean at least three and on. Then the halach is karnakaka. You're buying three trees, you're not just buying trees. You're buying the orchard, you're buying the ground. You own the karka between one tree and the other, underneath the trees and around the trees, enough so that you should be able to walk around the tree and pick the fruit, stand there with your basket. Now, the Batanura explains that this halacha applies only when the space, when the distance between trees is no less than 4 amos and not more than 16 amos. But if you have less than 4 amos or more than 16 amos, we don't consider it a group of trees, and you're not cutting to the karka. Vaitra zakta mishnah higdilu, if the trees grew after he bought it, and it begins to spread outside the shear that we gave, the ground that belongs to the buyer, then yeshapa, then the seller is allowed to cut them back. He can say, I'm sorry, the shade of these trees is not good for my land. And the buyer has no claim to that land. He only has the claim to the land that's within the shear. You see, in the previous case, where the buyer of the tree gets no land whatsoever, so we understand, look, he doesn't own any land, but your land has to help that tree. So you can't cut branches off to protect your land. Your land is meshubit to help. But over here that he does get land, so it's different. So his land is his land, and your land is your land, and you're allowed to protect your land. Vaiter zakta mishnah. And also in this case where he bought three trees and more, whatever comes out of the trunk of the tree, umin ashrashim, as well as what comes out of the roots, sheloi, it belongs to him, meaning the one who bought the trees. Because in this case, both the three trees themselves and the land belongs to the buyer. And for that matter, the Mishnah concludes, v'imesu, if the trees die, yesh lekarka, he still owns the land, he can still plant other trees where the first tree stood. If he only bought the tree, if the tree is gone, that's it, the sale is over. But if he has the land, so tree is gone, replant, what's the problem? Quickly, chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah, we learned that if someone purchased two trees in a friend's field, that doesn't mean he gets the karka. He didn't buy any land along with the trees. Rather, he has a right to keep his trees there, and the land of his friend supports the tree. Remeir says he does get the karka, but Remeir would agree if he only bought one tree, he doesn't get any karka. Now, in this case, where he doesn't get the land, if the leaves begin to spread, the seller cannot cut them back, because your land is meshubet to help the tree. Branches that grow out of the trunk belong to the buyer. By the way, even though we said branches that grow out of the trunk belong to the buyer, the Batanura tells us, you have to cut them off right away. I don't want you to leave them there. What's our chashash? These little branches that come out of the trunk, if you're going to leave them there, often the soil rises, and it's going to cover the point at which they're attached to the trunk. And what's going to happen is it's going to look like separate trees, and then the buyer's going to say, oh, I bought three trees. That entitles me to the land in between. So to avoid this possibility, Chazal said, yes, the branches that grow out of the trunk belong to you, buyer, but you have to take them off right away. Now, which shoots or branches belong to the buyer? Only if it grows out of the trunk, above ground level. That aroya p'nei cham, as the Bat Tanura says. But things that grow out of the roots underneath ground level, being that the karka is not his, that belongs to the owner of the field, not the person who purchased these trees. If the trees died, you don't have the karka. You can't come and replant trees. That's it. The sale is over. Now, if he purchased three trees or more, then the halacha is he gets the karka. He gets the karka between the trees and around the trees. But if it starts spreading over karka that's not his, then the owner of the field has a right to cut him off. In this case, where he purchased three trees, whether the branches grow out of the trunk or they grow out of the roots underneath the ground, it belongs to the buyer. And if the trees die out, he has a right to replant.